Welcome back. Mac Minutes for episode 77 for Thursday, May 21st. Apple announces virtual WWDC, new Apple Watch Pride and Nike Sport bands, new OS software updates, and stores begin to reopen. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. In this episode, we will talk about several recent Apple announcements, including the virtual Worldwide Developers Conference, commonly known as WWDC, the new Apple Watch Pride and Nike Sport bands, the new iPad OS and iOS 13.5 software updates, and stores begin to reopen with some precautionary changes due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's get the show started with these new announcements. First on the agenda is Apple will host a virtual WWDC beginning June 21st. Apple announced it will host its annual Worldwide Developers Conference, again known as WWDC, virtually beginning June 22nd in the Apple Developer app and on the Apple Developer website for free for all developers. For those who are not developers, and if this year is the same as previous years, certain keynotes will be immediately available and other lectures will be available afterwards. Now in its 31st year, WWDC 20 will be an opportunity for millions of creative and innovative developers around the world to get early access to the future of iOS, iPadOS, macOS, tvOS, and watchOS, and to learn from Apple engineers. Phil Schiller, Apple's Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, said, "WWDC 20 will be our biggest yet, bringing together our global developer community of more than 23 million in an unprecedented way for a week in June to learn about the future of Apple platforms. We can't wait to meet online in June with the global developer community and share with them all the new tools we've been working on to help them create even more incredible apps and services. We look forward to sharing more details about WWDC with everyone as we get closer to this exciting event," finished Schiller. "I am expecting that new software will be the highlight versus any hardware announcement. A hardware announcement would detract from their software focus. There is some speculation of what some of the software will look like and the new features. There are some tech journalists who have insight into the features, especially for iOS 14 and Watch OS 7. You can delve more into their speculation by searching for those stories using iOS 14 and Watch OS 7. If even half of what they say is true, it will be a keynote surely not to miss." Apple will announce more information about its upcoming digital WWDC event via email and on the Apple Developer website in the coming weeks. And Mac Minutes will update you as we learn more information about the planned sessions and events. Now let's move on to the new Apple Watch Pride and Nike Sport bands. This year's artfully unique Pride Edition Sport Band is joined for the first time by the new Apple Watch Nike Pride Edition Sport Band. Through this effort, Apple and Nike are proud to support LGBTQ organizations doing vital advocacy and community building worldwide. As for the new accessory entry into the market, Apple describes the process of creating the new multicolored version from multiple strips. The Pride Edition Sport Band is assembled by hand from individual strips of colored floral elastomer. The strips are then machine die cut and compression molded together. This process results in subtle variations in the wavy rainbow design, making each band artfully unique. There are pictures of the band on the Mac Minutes website, located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Both are available today from apple.com, the Apple Store app, and Apple Stores, and really need to be seen to be appreciated, and are perfect with the new matching Pride Watch faces that are coming soon as part of Watch OS 6.2.5. The price is $49 US and is available in both 40 millimeters and 44 millimeter sizes. With the introduction of the 2020 Pride Edition Sport Bands, Apple has discontinued the 2019 Pride Edition Sport Loop Band. If you are a collector of Apple bands, this is a product you don't want to miss out on. Now let's move on to the OS software updates. Apple today released iOS and iPad OS 13.5. It's a major health-related update that brings many features related to the ongoing public health crisis. The iOS and iPad 13.5 updates are available on all eligible devices over the air in the Settings app. To access the updates, go to Settings, General, Software Update. Apple has also released iOS 12.4.7 for older devices, with the update bringing security fixes. The iOS 13.5 update introduces the Exposure Notification API, created by Apple and Google, which is designed to allow public health authorities to create COVID-19 contact tracing apps with the aim of slowing the spread of the virus. Exposure Notification is a behind-the-scenes Bluetooth-based API that will be incorporated into apps created by public health authorities in each country. It does not work without an accompanying app installed. There is an exposure logging toggle that will let users opt out of participating in COVID-19 exposure notifications. Apple and Google jointly released, "What we've built is not an app. Rather, public health agencies will incorporate the API into their own apps that people install. Our technology is designed to make these apps work better. Each user gets to decide whether or not to opt in to exposure notifications. The system does not collect or use location from the device. And then if a person is diagnosed with COVID-19, it is up to them whether or not to report that in the public health app. User adoption is key to success, and we believe that these strong privacy protections are also the best way to encourage use of these apps. Today, this technology is in the hands of the public health agencies across the world who will take the lead, and we will continue to support their efforts." They finished. In addition to creating a foundation for apps to use the Exposure Notification API, iOS and iPad OS 13.5 makes it easier to unlock an iPhone or iPad with a passcode when wearing a mask due to the large number of people that are regularly wearing face coverings. With the update, the passcode interface is displayed more quickly when an iOS device detects that a user is wearing a mask that obscures the face after a person swipes up, so it's quicker getting into the iPhone using a passcode than before. Apple has also tweaked Group FaceTime in this update, adding a new toggle to disable the feature that automatically enlarges the tile of the person who is speaking. By default, Group FaceTime features a dynamic view with a tile for each person in the conversation, and the person speaking has a larger tile when the tiles representing the other people fade into the background. The new automatic prominence section in the FaceTime part of the Settings app allows the shifting tile sizes to be disabled. And lastly, there's a new feature in iOS 13.5 for sharing medical ID information automatically with emergency dispatchers when placing an emergency call. Again, there's a toggle to turn this on and off that is located in the Health app. Those are some of the major updates to the OS update. Let's move on to our next subject, which is Apple stores start limited reopenings. More than 80% of Apple's 510 stores worldwide remain closed, but the company plans to reopen 25 more stores in the U.S., 12 in Canada, and 10 in Italy over the next week. The degree of service offered will vary by store. All stores will allow customers to make Genius Bar reservations and pick up items ordered online, but some will only offer storefront or curbside service rather than having customers enter the store itself. For those stores that do open their doors, temperature checks will be conducted and all staff and customers will be required to wear face coverings. Apple will provide coverings to customers who don't have their own and will enforce social distancing rules with a limited number of people in the store at one time. In every store, limiting occupancy and giving everybody lots of room is important. Apple reopened a few U.S. stores last week in Idaho, South Carolina, Alabama, and my favorite, Alaska. This week's reopenings reported are Florida, Hawaii, Oklahoma, Colorado, with some in California and Washington having curbside service. Details of reopenings will be updated through Apple's Find a Store search tool. Again, as the uncertainty of COVID-19 changes, there may be some modifications. So checking the Apple website under Find a Store would certainly be your wisest choice. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. Mac Minutes listeners can visit the Alaskan Apple Users Group Zoom meeting scheduled for May 23rd at 10 a.m. Alaska time. You can find information about that meeting at the Mac Minutes or Alaska Apple Users Group Facebook website. For all Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to seeing you on next week's Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week, and we will see you again on the next Mac Minutes podcast.